Coming up this weekend, it is the 56th annual Festival of the Fish. Father's Day weekend is soon upon us, and here to talk about the excitement that's happening in Vermilion is the executive director for the Vermilion Chamber of Commerce, the folks that arrange all of this, the Festival of the Fish. It's Sandra Koh. Sandra, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. We're getting ready to put the final touches on the festival for this weekend.
Everybody's excited to get back in that festival mode. A couple of years have been kind of on and off. Sometimes festivals have come back and they're sort of a partial festival, but you look like you've got 3 days of lots going on and a lot of things that people remember great about the Festival of the Fish. Why don't you take through some of the activities starting with Friday?
Well, this year, every year we chose a theme, our committee does, and this year it's Alice in Wonderland. So our whole festival is surrounded about Alice in Wonderland and with a little bit of a fish twist. So Friday we start off, the Midway opens at noon, and we have Midway full of food and vendors, and of course we have fireworks at dusk that night off the breakwall, and Disco Inferno will be joining us on the main stage for live free entertainment.
Sounds exciting. I see you got that guppy pageant, and that's always fun, right?
Yep, absolutely. We actually, that starts at 12:30 for the guppy pageant, junior miss, and miss pageant. Of course, we have the prince and princess and the king and queen this year.
Sounds great as well. And what's taking place on Saturday? What's some of the activities that are spotlighted on that day?
Well, Saturday we start bright and early. We start with our Mad Hatter 5K Fun Run, and that's hosted by Blind Dog Jim. And they'll start at Blind Dog Gym, and they'll run from there to the lighthouse and back. And at the same time, going on down by the lighthouse on the beach, will be our sandcastle building contest.
That's pretty exciting for that as well. And, of course, people always look forward to the Crazy Craft Race. Talk about that, how people get involved with that, and what they'll see out there.
You know, the whole event is really surrounded by fun, free family fun. We want everybody just to have fun and get into their imagination, whatever the theme is. And with the Crazy Craft Regatta, that is the best way to do it. And people are brilliant. Their imagination when they come out with these crazy crafts going down the river are fun. And they, you know, you win cash prizes up to $2,200. So it's a great event.
Yeah. A lot more music you have planned for that day as well. And, of course, there's the big lighted boat parade.
Yep. So we actually have the French Leonards are playing from 2 to 5. And then we have Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, performing on the stage from 8 to 11. Again, all of that is a free live entertainment. And the lighted boat parade takes place at dusk on the Vermilion River. Last year we had about 25 entries. We look like we're probably going to have about the same, if not more, for this year.
Yeah. What has been the response when people are wondering, you know, the festival? I know you were back as well last year, but bigger this year as well. People are really excited, I get, getting back to Vermilion for this Festival of the Fish.
You know, even last year, a week before the event, all of the everything was dropped for any type of mask wearing or anything for the festival. So we did tiptoe into it, but it was well received. Record-breaking crowds. People were very pleasant and very courteous to everybody in their space. And same thing this year. I think we're looking into that, and we still are very careful about you know, social distancing and everything with everybody coming in. And people are just very respectful, and we look to have a great year again this year with record-breaking numbers.
And, of course, it's Father's Day weekend. So on Father's Day, what special things do you have planned on that day?
Well, on Father's Day, of course, we have the royalty brunch at German's Villa first thing in the morning, and we're lining up the parade. And our special grand parade marshal this year, we're honoring Vermilion Fire Department Chief Chris Stempowski. This is an honor well-deserved by him, and we have a special ceremony that's going to take place at the beginning of the parade for Chief Stempowski. And then following that parade, we'll go right into the firefighter water fights, and our visiting royalty will also be on the main stage giving a little background of their different festivals they come from.
If someone's not seen this firefight water fight, explain this to me, can you?
It's a lot of fun, and everybody's getting wet over there. The water is going, so it's great for a hot day. So they have, like, with what I see on a line is a bucket in the center. You have a team of two on each side. There's two firefighters from different area fire departments, and they're dueling it out on who can push the bucket past the line on the other side, and then it goes on to the next stage of, you know, as you're knocking people out and eliminating to become first place. Wow. So it is a lot of fun, and it's just fun for these fire departments to come together as one big family, and they come and just have fun. You know, their job can be very stressful, so this is a great day, a great time for them just to have fun with their fellow brothers and sisters on the fire department.
The Vermilion Chamber of Commerce presenting the 56th Annual Festival of the Fish. We're talking to Sandy Coe this morning from the Chamber. I'm assuming a whole weekend of food, right? All the food that you want.
You can eat your way right through the festival. There is so much great food coming in. Some great restaurants also downtown and throughout Vermilion. Great merchants that we have downtown. And also we have a marketplace filled with vendors as well. More information and any updates we put on vermilionohio.com, and you can go right onto our events on that page under Festival of the Fish, and we keep everything updated.
Sounds great. It looks like it's going to be a fun weekend. Hope the weather cooperates as well, and fathers and families will have a great weekend in Vermilion. Again, it's the 56th Annual Festival of the Fish. Sandy, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. You guys have a great day and hope to see you this weekend.
Thanks. Sandy Coe, the director, executive director of Vermilion Chamber of Commerce, and again, the Vermilion Festival of the Fish.